Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brett Clay is here. Brett's the founder and CEO of Change Leadership Group, and recently got his PhD in human development, and we're proud of him for that. We helped him make it through those all that tough time. At least we listened to the complaining, I'll put it that way. The author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales by Leading Change, he's our good friend, Brett Clay, Dr. Brett Clay. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you. Great to be here.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On your doctor.
Now I get to teach and pursue my calling.
Right, there you go. Enrique Mayhem with the kids, huh? With the younger kids. So, give them a shot for me too. By the way, Brett.
With those young 50-something.
There you go. So you want to talk about negotiating today, don't you?
Yeah, I'm teaching a class this spring at MBA school on negotiation, so I thought that would be a good topic for us.
Well, I wanted to ask you this question. I came up with this during the earlier segment. I used to say that we negotiate every day and probably don't realize it. But then I got to thinking, but if we're doing more and more e-commerce, that sort of eliminates the negotiating. So here's my question to you, Brett. Are we becoming poorer, less experienced negotiators because of e-commerce? What other wacko has ever thought of that before?
Actually, I have a cartoon drawing in my book about that. It's something like everythingforfree.com.
The
economists would say that the internet disintermediates all the supply chain, and we end up just going directly to the supplier and getting the best price that they can offer. What's interesting about that from the seller point of view is it's a bidding process, essentially. So there's a theory in game theory around bidding, and you need to offer your best price, because you're throwing out a bid, and if you bid anything higher, then you risk losing a deal that you would otherwise take. So you have to put out your lowest price that you can make money at. When the challenge, of course, as many online vendors will say, I won't mention where they sell, but they often have to sell at lower than their price. So that becomes a problem.
Right.
But yes, the online commerce is absolutely making a more efficient economy, and it's amazing.
But it's making us less experienced negotiators.
So the thing is, the kind of negotiating that I'm talking about is actual, where it's much more complex. When we talk about buying and selling a widget, that's bargaining.
Toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball, reading your tells, negotiating, like the old-fashioned negotiator. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not minimizing the complexity. I'm not minimizing the intricacies or the sophistication of what you're talking about. I'm just saying I was at an auction once, and not an auction, but I was at a bid once, and I went there with an attorney and on behalf of my employer, and I said, okay, we're taking two bids. One was a certain price, and one was another price, and we thought we were going to lead with a higher bid, and the attorney had the higher bid in one hand, the lower bid in the other hand. And I was standing there watching the people who were receiving the bids. I was paying attention to them. I was seeing who else was around him, who else was around. And I said to him, give them the low bid. He said, are you crazy? I said, I'm telling you, put the low bid in. And he did the low bid, and we got the bid at the lower price.
And you did that based on what you...
Based on what I could see, what I could see and what I could hear, my instincts. That was a negotiate. That was... And when you're negotiating with people across the table, that's a dynamic that just doesn't exist. And I'm not saying I'm not trying to be nostalgic here. I'm just asking the question: are we losing our ability to negotiate because we're doing so much of this arbitrage online?
Arbitrage is a good word for it. Well, I don't bidding and haggling over prices is technically not negotiating, it's bargaining. Negotiating is where you're dealing with issues that are much more complex.
I agree.
So let's say you're negotiating the with employees to discuss their benefits package. That's a much more complex issue, especially mm-hmm. if you're dealing with many employees mm-hmm. and they have a representative that is speaking up for them. So those are where we have to look more sophisticated and think through all the issues. It's true that you can still get benefits packages or maybe your health insurance online, and just what it is what it is, and you don't have a chance. But that there are many, let's just think for the idea of a laundromat comes up for me right now. Let's say that you have a laundromat. You're not really going to be negotiating with your customers over how much it costs to clean a dress shirt. But you might be negotiating with your landlord over your lease.
Right.
So that's what I'm talking about. Is there's mm-hmm. other opportunities that really aren't right. that aren't on the internet where we.
No,
still
I agree. And again, but remember, my question is, because of all the online stuff, are we losing our? Are we having less of an opportunity to practice? Because see, this is what I used to tell people: if you want to become a better negotiator, practice negotiating.
Do exactly. That's so right. But yeah. You know, the other thing is, this is why people go to MBA school. You can practice all you want. If you're doing the same mistakes over and over and over again, you're just getting mm-hmm. better at making those mistakes.
That's right.
It helps to learn from other people that have more expertise and have studied what works and what doesn't work.
Go ahead.
No, so that's where we look at some of the theories. And, for example,
Hold on to that thought, Brett. I'm going to let you come back to that. And we're going to talk about your go, no-go price. Brett calls it the reservation price. What are you going to walk away from? What's the price that you'll walk away from? We see it all the time on television in these auctions, these car auctions, right? And so when we come back, more with Brett Clay after this break. This book is called Selling Change, 101 Secrets. Dr. Brett Clay, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.